A group of state lawmakers is teaming up with environmental groups to ask the Cuomo administration to ban the use of wastewater from hydrofracking and other oil and gas extraction from being spread on public roadways. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation is ending a public comment period to revise regulations covering solid waste management facilities. Environmental groups and several state lawmakers say those new rules should also address whether wastewater from the production of natural gas, as well as from oil drilling, can be used in the state to salt roads in the winter and control dust in the summer. They say the waste can still be dumped in landfills or in municipal wastewater treatment plants, and they want that ended. Mike DeLong from the group Hudson Riverkeeper says there should be a complete ban, and he says a loophole that does not characterize the wastewater as a hazardous substance should be closed.
We don't want to be the dumping ground for the oil and gas industry. Time to close a hazardous waste loophole and end the irresponsible disposal of oil and gas waste in this state.
According to a report by Environmental Advocates of New York, over 500,000 tons of solid fracking waste and 23,000 barrels of liquid waste were dumped in New York landfills between 2010 and 2015. The fracking waste, or brine, was also found to be used in some places to de-ice roads. The environmental groups say fracking waste has been found to contain highly toxic and carcinogenic chemicals such as benzene, formaldehyde, and ethylene glycol. They say it can also be radioactive, containing radium-226 and 228, which are linked to several types of cancer. But at a joint legislative hearing on water contamination held in Albany September 7th, Cuomo's environmental commissioner, Basil Segos, testifying under oath, denied that the state allows the use of any fracking wastewater from gas drilling for roads or for any other purpose in New York. Segos was answering a question from Assemblyman Brian Kavanaugh.
Is it currently permissible to use fracking waste for salting roads in the state?
I'm glad you asked that question. No fracking waste is being dumped in New York State, and those who perpetrated that are just flat wrong.
I've heard this a few times. You're just for the record, you are saying that no one is legally using fracking waste anywhere in the state to salt roads.
Well, as you know, there's no high volume hydraulic fracturing going on in New York. It's going on in other states. No waste from those states is coming into New York.
The waste is not coming here, therefore it obviously can't be spread on the roads, is what you're saying.
A DEC spokesman clarified that all fracking wastewater is prohibited, but wastewaters from other types of oil and gas extraction are permitted, though they are strictly regulated and tested for toxic contaminants or any radioactive content. They are also not permitted within 50 feet of a stream or a lake. Senator Liz Krueger, one of 20 legislators who wrote a letter to the DEC asking for a total ban on oil and gas drilling wastewater, says the current restrictions don't go far enough.
We need to be explicit about what is considered hazardous waste, and we needed to keep it out of our water system. However it's getting in now.
New York City has already acted independently to ban the use of the wastewater from all oil and gas drilling. So have 20 other counties in New York. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.